Everybody can open up the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. We're continuing learning Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. We're in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. If you remember, we gave certain different approaches to understanding what is the mitzvah of Tshuva. Briefly, we had gone through the Koteret, we had gone through Halacha Aleph. Until now, we had brought two different approaches of what the mitzvah is. We said it's complex, because on one level, the actual chiyuv, the language in the Rambam is chayuv lehit vadot lifnei Hashem. So it sounds like the mitzvah is actually vidoy. And again, the minchas chinuch mitzvah shin samach dalet, it was medayik. It says kishiyase tshuva. So it sounds like that the mitzvah of tshuva is, if you decide to do tshuva, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvit, but it would be similar to like the mitzvah of gerushin, which we don't want. But if someone gets divorced and it's necessary, then there are rules in how to do it. So tovir, if you decide to do tshuva, then the chiyuv is actually vidoy, not tshuva. That's the philosophy, that's the minchas chinuch. And we're going to give over Rav Rosenzweig's pshat. But Rav Rosenzweig, when he explained the philosophy of the minchas chinuch, he explained that, look, you have a choice. It's called uvacharta b'chaim. The idea is to have a choice. You messed up. Okay, you messed up. But the idea that you now have a chiyuv to do tshuva, it doesn't balad yecheshbon. Ribono Shalom doesn't mandate you to do it. Obviously, is it recommended? Yeah, it could be recommended. But you had a choice. Ubacharta b'chayim, you should have chosen the right idea. That was one approach that we saw in the Menchas Chinuch. The second approach we brought down was from the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik had said that what was the second approach of the mitzvah of tshuva? Second approach of the mitzvah of tshuva is actually, it's difficult, because we saw in the Koteret, which we were medayik many times, it says, he mentions that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. And therefore, we explained that the Rav had a beautiful, and we're going to get into it actually in the Iyun Shir today, the breaking up the mitzvah. And he had said that many mitzvot, he split up the mitzvot into what? Categories. One category of the mitzvah is what? Is this idea, you have a pulata mitzvah and a kiyuma mitzvah. You have the act of the mitzvah and the kiyuma when you fulfill it, and many of those, they're exactly the same. We had mentioned eating matzah. When you do the mitzvah matzah, you eat it. And how do you fulfill it? Eating matzah. Okay? However, there are certain mitzvot that we had said that is, it's different, and you make that separation where you could do an act, but the kiyuma is different. For example, we said tefillah is a good example. That the idea is you say the words, it's called Avodah Shebelev. You say the words, but if you're in Yankee Stadium or Citi Field, and you're in the middle of the seventh inning stretch, and all of a sudden you're thinking about, okay, is he going to hit the home run or not? You know, and you're not really Kiyum Baleva being Lifnei Hashem. For those people in Chicago, there was a no-hitter last night. If you're really there, so then that's not a call to Kiyum Baleiv. That's not a Kiyum Baleiv. You just said the words, but you're not being Lifnei Hashem. He talked about other mitzvot. We had talked about V'samachta B'chagecha, Avelus, and the Chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik had said is that's the same idea here by Tshuva. Tshuva, the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah of Tshuva. Okay, and that's why the Rambam brings in the Koteret, V'hu Shia Tshuva Chotei Mecheto. There's a mitzvah of Tshuva. How do you do it? That's the goof. The body of the Halacha says you have to do it through Vidui. You have to say the words. Rav Rosenzweig, and this is where we're up to the third pshat. Rav Rosenzweig said he had many problems with the Rav's pshat. The problems he had is, number one, we looked at the Koteret, which he defined the essence of the mitzvah, and he said that it says in two verbs, it says v'hu shiyashuva chotei mechato v'yidvade, meaning it sounds like that it's not just that there's the mitzvah, that the kiyum is one of tshuva. It sounds like that the kiyum is even of vidoy, number one. Number two, he says that there is a separate mitzvah that it says clearly, the Rambam does say that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. He says it in two different places, but he says it clearly in Perek Bet Halacha Zayin, where he talks about Yom Kippur. He says, Yom Kippurim, hu zman tshuva lakol, liyachidu l'rabim, v'hu keitz mechila uslicha l'Yisrael. And he says it black and white. Lefika chayavim hakol laso tshuva litvadot b'yom ha-kippurim. So clearly there is a mitzvah of tshuva, at least on Yom Kippur. There is a mitzvah of tshuva. Furthermore, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos, again, it's two separate mitzvot of both of tshuva on Yom Kippur and regular tshuva. There's a general question that Rav Rosenzweig in his Chiddush and how he explains the Rambam asks, which is, the Meshech Chachma, and many Achronim ask this question, which is, why do I need the mitzvah of tshuva? Why do I need the mitzvah of tshuva? It's ABCs of proper relationship building. You do something wrong. Do I need a special mitzvah of tshuva? I shouldn't need a special mitzvah tshuva. It's superfluous, labriyut. Right? It's every basic ingredient of a religious Jew is what? You mess up and what happens? You have to go and repair your ways. So the question is, why do we even have this concept called the mitzvah of tshuva? Because of all these questions, and I'm saying it briefly, reverse is why I gave it as a much longer shir, but the basic idea that he says, he bases it on the drush of the Ramban, he says, inachinami, that first step to neutralize that chait, to neutralize the rupture that is done between you and Hashem, 100%, that's not the mitzvah of tshuva. That's the ABC. The ABC is you gotta fix what you did wrong. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva only starts after that neutralization of the chait. And therefore, the vidui, another question that he asks is that, and that the Minchas Chinuch asks, is what is the vidui? The vidui that we say is what? Says the Rambam Halacha Aleph. He says, what's the vidui that we say? Ketza mitvadim, we copy the vidui of the Kohen Gadol, and we say, Ana Hashem, chatati aviti pashati lefanecha. And we're going to go back, but we said this is true whether you do the mitzvah, b'shogeg, b'mezid, doesn't matter. So the question is, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't stand. I did an avera b'shogeg. Why am I saying, Mr. Karish, why am I saying, Ana Hashem, chatati aviti pashati? It's not true. I just did chatati. I didn't do aviti and pashati. Because of that, the Minchas Chinuch says the truth is it should be in parentheses. It should be whichever one you do, whichever chet that you did. If you did it b'shogi, you should say chatati. If you did it more b'mezid, you should say aviti. If you did it even worse, you should say pashati. I mean, we see that in times. For example, sometimes that happens where there's a Torah Tzmima. Rabbi Baruch Levi Epstein says we have a nusach in tefillah that we say Mekadesh Yisrael. What do we say in the Chagim? We say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Okay, so the question the Torah Tzmima of Baruch Levi Epstein asks is, why don't we say it more specific? We know that the best shevach, the best praise that we have when we make bracha is the more specific we have, right? Meaning, we don't just say shakol niyabidbar, which would be nice, right? Siman Rav, it's a great way to always remember this halacha. Siman Rav in the Shulchan Aruch, that you always have to ask a rabbi. You can't just rely on it, okay? Siman Rav says that you can't just rely on it. You can't just say, I don't know, especially nowadays with WhatsApp and, you know, SMS, shoot SMS, right? You can always get your answer. You can't just say, you know what, I do shakol niyabidvar. The sheet of the Rashba is that as much as you could say shakol niyabidvar, the more specific the praise, the better it is. That's true in halachic and theology, and that's true in if you're a madrich in camp, that you are able to, if you just say to a guy, yeah, you're a great kid, that's very nice. But if you give the specific accolade and the specific praise, that's obviously true. So too over here. Ask the Torah Tzmima, why do we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim? We should say Mekadesh Yisrael. Chag HaSukkah says that. Mekadesh Yisrael Pesach. Mekadesh Yisrael Shavuot. The truth is, some wanted to say, in a chinam, you're right. It was one exactly like this. It was in a parenthesis. And really, it's a Tawud Sofer. Really, it should be Mekadesh Yisrael and the Chag. But people put it together. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that that's not true, because all the Chagim are one organic unit. Everything's together, and that's why we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, but that's something separate. Comes now, Rav Rosenzweig said, absolutely not. Part of the mitzvah of tshuva is vidui, is what? Is this? It's vidui also, which is what? The ambitious aspiration to get to Yom Kippur. Explaining. We have the microcosm of the macro of the Yom Kippur of tshuva. Yom Kippur, what do we have? Zman tshuva lakol lifnei Hashem titaru. That we have to come and feel and really be close to the Ribono Shel Olam. Every single day, tshuva starts after the neutralization of the chait, where you now come lifnei Hashem. And that's part of the vidui. What vidui? Not just the chait. You don't just talk about the what? The one thing you did. You go and say, I want to get even more and even more and even more. This is Rav Rosenzweig's idea of what tshuva is, and that's how both tshuva and vidui both interact. That was his chidush of what the mitzvah of tshuva is. If we go in medayik a little bit more inside, let's look inside again. Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvot shebetorah bein aseh bein lo taseh. Im avar adam al achat mehen bein bezadon bein b'shkaga. First of all, what he doesn't mention is ones, which is a whole discussion. What is the chiddush though? The chiddush he said is whether it's b'mezid, whether it is b'shogeg, whether it's b'shogeg. What's the chiddush there? Even b'shogeg, you might have said what? You might have said that you made a mistake. You guys want a Rambam? Maybe you could share with a Rambam. Share with them. Yeah, it's fine. He'll share over here. The Rambam says, "Bein bezadon, bein b'shkaga." So number one, he doesn't mention ones, which is a whole discussion. There's a long article by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik about it. Zichrono Tzadik Livracha. The whole question about ones Rachmana Patre, there's a very important chakir about that. But at the same time, is it a sort of shogeg? What's the chiddush? Shriver, what do you say? What's the chiddush here? What? Bein bezadon, bein b'shkaga. What's the Rambam coming to teach me? What would I have thought? I did it by accident. If I did it by accident, do I have to do tshuva for it? I would have thought no. Right? I would have thought no. But we know that what? You bring a korban chatas. You bring a korban chatas for a shkaga. That's what I was looking for before. The Ramban says that what? That even with what? Even with shkaga, there's a certain modicum of tshuva that you need to do because you messed up and you should have been more careful. So even for that, we have to do tshuva. Now we're going to see the classic stages of tshuva. We know is azivat achet, it's kabbalah la'atid, it's charata. However, the Rambam adds a couple more, as we had said, and we had talked about v'yashuv mecheto chayev litvadot livnei ha'el baruchu. And then he says, "What? What is this vidoy? Ketzad mitvadim omer ona Hashem." Chatati aviti pashati lefenecha vasiti kach vekach v'arei nichamti uboshti b'maasai ulo'olam eni chozel davar zeh v'zehu ikar shel vidui. The Rambam adds what? Adds the concept of ana Hashem. The Rambam adds ana Hashem. Why? Very similar like we learned for Rabbeinu Yonah. That we have to see what's ana Hashem mean. What does ana Hashem mean? What do you say? Please Hashem. Why do you have to say please Hashem? Why do you have to say please Hashem? What? Louder? You're asking for forgiveness. More than that. When you're saying please and beseeching what? Can't hear you. Yeah, what did he say? What? So there he said, Ebra Navar Tzecha. Right. So you're saying Rachamim instead of Emes. Meaning, on Hashem was we realized as Rabbeinu Yonah, when we learned Rabbeinu Yonah, the first part of Shari Tshuva, that it's a chesed. It's one of the tovos that Hashem gave us. Part of the tshuva process, part of the vidui process, is you have to realize that it's not magia lecha, just using your terminology. It's not just for pashut. No. It's actually defies logic. Defies logic. Bottom line is, you were mori b'malchus, you went against God, you don't even really deserve it. So that's part of the idea of ana Hashem. Part of it is ana Hashem. We're going to get to, we'll talk about it the next time we talk about this element of busha. This element of busha that is needed when you do tshuva. Because the Rambam mentions it in Perek Aleph, doesn't mention it in Perek Bet. Now, if you look at Halacha Bet adds in another element of tshuva. The element of tshuva is Sira Mishtaleach Lefi Shehu Kapara Al Kol Yisrael Kohen Gadol mitvale alav al lashon kol Yisrael shnemar vitvade alav at kol avanot bnei Yisrael. Sira mishtalech mechaper al kol averot shebetorah, the kalot and the chamurot. Bein shavar bezadon, bein shavar b'shkaga, bein shehodelo, bein shelo hodelo. Hakol mitkaper b'sira mishtalech. This is all a kapara of the sira mishtalech. Except here comes the caveat: v'hu she'asa tshuva. Ava im lo asa tshuva. If you didn't do tshuva, You would think that it should say what? If you didn't do tshuva, then what? Then you don't get any type of kapara. Explains the Rambam. Ein asir mechaper lo ela al kalot. Chiddush atzum. It's based on a Gemara in Shavuos. That says what? That says that the seer is mechaper for as long as you do tshuva, except there's an exception. For the kalot, for the easy avirot, what happens? The Sir Mishtalech is Mechaper even without tshuva. And now the Rambam defines what are these kalot, what are these chamurot. Mayna kalot, mayna chamurot. Ha chamurot, it's divided by punishment. Hein shechayavim aleihem mitat beis din or karet. Ushvuat shav v'sheker. Af a pish ein ban karet. Hari hein min hachamurot. Ushar mitzvot lo taseh. Umitzvot taseh. Ishein ban karet. Hein kalot. And the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says this was all when their Beit HaMikdash was around. But if there's no Beit HaMikdash, you have to do tshuva. The major question is, what is going on? How can I have a sir mishtaleach mechaper even though I didn't do tshuva? What's going on? So the key Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer Al HaTshuva brings down is the words sir mishtaleach lefishu kapara al kol Yisrael. Which means many of us focus just on our individual tshuva. When we talk about what do I need to do and have my own introspection, and that's true. But part of the I, like we've talked about, and we go to the Rosh Hashiva Shir on Thursdays, that talks about Sichas Rav Tzvi Yehuda, that all talks about the Kla. And part of the gift of tshuva is that there is two channels of tshuva. There's a personal tshuva, your own level, and if you're linked into Am Yisrael. Or do you connect yourself to Am Yisrael? As long as you're connected to Am Yisrael, when the Beit HaMikdash was around, the Sir Mishtalech would be Mechaper on which Averot? On the Kalot. Why on the Kalot? Because the Chamurot are the Onash, or the Averot that what? Disconnected you. Misa, Kares, those are the ones that disconnected you from the Am. That disconnected you from your relationship to Hashem and to the Am. Okay? The Chiddush now, what the Rambam says is also included in the Kalot is also Shvuat Hashem and Shvuat Sheker and Shvuat Shav, because the Rambam brings down that that's a Chilul Hashem when you use God's name in vain, that again you're disconnecting. Good. So he's going to talk about what those are, Averos. He does not mention that. We will get up to the Averos Ben Al Mechaver Ben Al Malkom. But you could, if you want to turn very quickly, if you turn about the importance of being connected to the Am, if you turn, the Rambam has very, very important in Perek Gimel. Just quickly turn to Perek Gimel Alach Yid Aleph, just to understand the importance of this idea. Because again, many of us have been told that especially even this year, what am I doing here in yeshiva? Gidon, what am I doing here in this yeshiva? So a lot of times people say, you know what I'm doing in this yeshiva? I'm going to work on my skills. I'm going to perfect myself. I'm going to try to become more serious in Torah mitzvot. I'm going to read more. I'm going to become more sophisticated. I'm going to become more mature. I'm going to work that I don't have to use an art scroll. All of these different buzzwords that people have been used when you come to yeshiva. I received that advice. 1993, before I came to yeshiva, I sat there and they said to me, Ari, you're always involved helping out in NCSY, you're helping out in the youth director, youth groups. This year is for you. It's all about me, myself, and I. It should be about you. The threesome, just about you. And anytime I tell Tamidim, I say that that's pernicious advice. Because it's pernicious, it's dangerous. It's because that the part of being the Eved Hashem is not all about you. It's not all about you. You have to, obviously, this year is more of a focus. You don't have your parents telling you to take out the garbage. You just have your roommate telling you to take out the garbage and keeping it clean. Okay? So there are less, you don't have to babysit. There are less, definitely less filial responsibilities that way. But at the same time, part of your Avodat Hashem, we see here, is not only about the me, myself, and I. It's being connected to the Tzibur. It's being able to understand that part of who you are is connected to Am Yisrael. And that's where the Rambam talks about very, very, very starkly in Perek Gimel Halach Yid Aleph, when he says, HaPorish Midarkei Tzibur, a person who distances himself from the Tzibur. Right? The Mishnah in Perek Yavos that says, do not be Porish Min HaTzibur. HaPorish Midarkei Tzibur. Listen to the language of Rambam. It's based on the Gemara in Tanis that says, Af Al Pi Shelo Avar Averot, I am a tzaddik. I am being meticulous, kala v'kiva chamura, doing all the mitzvot. Ela nivdal me'adat Yisrael, but the problem is what happens? I separate myself from Am Yisrael. And what does that mean? Ino use mitzvot bichlalan. I'm doing the mitzvot, but I don't identify with the Am. I don't identify with the Jews. V'lo nichnas b'tzaratan. You don't You don't hear. You hear about somebody sick. It doesn't. You don't. You're not empathetic. You're not there. You're not davening. You don't have a list to be able to be imonochi b'tzara. V'lo mitane b'tani tan. If there's a fast, you're not fasting with them. Ela holich b'darko ke'echad migoye haaretz. You're going just like any other Joe Shmo. Uki'ilu eino mehem. It's as if you're not part of the Jews. Look, I am there. I'm the first one in shul. I am not only a million. I don't only want to be a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. I'm there. I am in shul, but I don't identify. I don't see myself as part of Am. Says the Rambam, "Ein lo chelek l'olam haba." Part of the tshuva process is the concept to know, like we've talked about, is to work on yourself, but it's also to be connected. Asher bachar banu mikol amim v'nasan lanu es Torah. So. Gemara Yuma. What? What about the Vilna Gaon? What about it? The Vilna Gaon kept to himself? What does it mean he kept to himself? All right, I know he's got a lot of tummy. You have Gemara Yuma or no? Okay. Yeah, no, right behind you. Kupchik, can you just give me a Gemara Yuma behind you? Please. I just want to end off with one idea. Thank you. Gemara Yuma Daf Pei Vav talks about the concept of how great the mitzvah of tshuva is. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Levi, one second. Greatness of tshuva is that even your mezid becomes like shkagot. Shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha ki chashalta b'avonecha. There's even a discussion that it even could become kischuyot. Greatest tshuva that even the mezid that you did wrong could become either kishkagot or even kischuyot. And this is, we had talked about the machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. How do you understand what chataim are? I want to understand that part of this year is not only about being a tzaddik. It's about learning how to improve from our setbacks. I want to quote what Dr. Pelkovitz said. Dr. Pelkovitz said that the greatest, that elol, opposite of elol, is lolo, lule, which means that when you mess up, even when you mess up, he said that setback is feedback. That even if you mess up, those chataim, if those drive you to be able to be better, then you have the ability to make that into minimum shkagot or even schuyot. And he quoted a research study that said, what is the best neurosurgeon? I think it was from Penn University. Best neurosurgeons. They go through many years of study, many, many, many years of study. 5 years, 10 years, etc. And then the study went as follows. The study went and said which was the best 10% of neurosurgeon and which were the bottom layer of the 10%. Remember this? Amazing. He said you would think it was what? It was how the study, the professor said very simple. He said the 10% the study was, that higher 10% is when they made a mistake, when they lost a patient. They didn't leave the office until they figured out exactly what the mistake was. if they needed to go into an animal and figure it out, to call all their colleagues. They would not leave until they figured out how that setback is going to be feedback. Versus the bottom 10% of the neurosurgeons, when they made a mistake, what do? They externalize the mistake. They said it was the nurses. They said it was a bad day. They blamed everybody else. Nachash Ishiani, it was the snake. There was one of our leaders, Alan Silverman, this past summer. I heard it from, I live in Evan Shmuel, a person who's very close. There was an incident that happened in the summer. Baruch Hashem, the person's okay. But I was told that it was between different shifts, whatever it is. He literally would not stop till day after day, to figure out how this Eruah, this Takrit, this incident would not happen again. Because he made sure. You don't just come and say, you know what? I messed up. I didn't learn as well today. I'm too tired because I stayed up late last night. You figure it out. Why did I stay up late last night? Was it FOMO? What was I able to do to be able to make sure that I'm living my life by the goals I want to live? To make sure that I could be awake, to be able to be within the sugyas that we're going to be doing. And in Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue learning more and more about tshuva as we continue moving on. Everyone can bring your sugya stuff. We're going to say, if you can bring your sheets from yesterday.